At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
What would you do if you had opportunity to emphasize and do better? Do better with quality management, with your regulatory affairs, but also be able to drive your business excellence? How do you also can drive organizational excellence? Would you like to know? Hi, it's Isabella Lundberg here, the World Messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. Today's guest is joining me from Brussels, Belgium, and I absolutely cannot wait for him to share how do you can make all of this happen? Why quality management, regulation, and also business excellence is a reflection of organizational and leadership excellence, and why it's so important more than ever. Yep. In addition, we have opportunity to speak with co-founder of Excellence Talks, someone who is absolutely highlighting amazing businesses and leaders around the globe that are creating exactly what we're talking about here today, that operational leadership excellence. Without further ado, let me introduce you to our guest today, Murat Aydın. Murat, welcome.
Thank you, Isabella, for having me on the Legacy Leader Show. It's an honor for me to be here today, and I'm looking forward to have this fruitful conversation together.
Likewise, I'm absolutely delighted, specifically knowing how busy your schedule is, but again, zooming in and join you in Belgium this morning and have an opportunity to have this strategic conversation. It's definitely a tremendous opportunity also for our audience on Legacy Leader Show. Aydın, before we deep dive into all of this and how much you did for Unilever or RG Europe or so many major Fortune 500 companies, please let me, for everybody, from guests, to understand, how did you get into specifically this arena of your work?
Actually, it's not a luck, of course, maybe luck that I can say. The reason is that when I was in Turkey, I was working at Unilever. It was, as you know, one of the biggest fast consumer goods products. I was responsible for the contract manufacturer. And one day I got a call from my former lecturer, my professor from the university. I did my master in Germany and said that, hey, Murat, that I have a person graduated before me and looking for a quality management manager in your organization, in their organization, in a Japanese organization. And he said that I'm recommending you there to this company. And I said, why not? It's Belgium, that in a Japanese organization, and quality management is a perfect fit for my future. I was responsible there for the contract manufacturer, also production, also quality management. But it was a pure opportunity for me to really deal with the quality management, which I learned at the university. At the university, I learned quality management system, which include Kaizen, which include continuous improvement. And of course, that the word of Japanese quality were always in our mind. And it was a perfect opportunity to start in an organization being responsible for quality. Then I started in 2011 to this company, GC Europe. It's the subsidiary of GC Corporation. It's one of the biggest leading oral health, dental health companies. And I started as a quality assurance manager. And then I had 13 years of experience on this organization. It was a very nice journey of my personal growth, my professional growth. And I was very happy at the end, being in quality, being an at the end. We will also talk further on the business excellence arena. And this was a big, nice journey for me.
That is fantastic. And I love how your professor knew what you're capable of and your skill set, and how he could also make a phenomenal recommendation. And as they say, the rest is history. But
I also believe the connections really a lot. I mean, because in all my life, the different connections which I had, which bring the different opportunities. And this, the way the professor recommended me, I thanks to him also, that again, from now even, that he was a really wonderful connection. But this is very important in our life, connection. Therefore also that I would like to also thank for you that you invited me to this Legacy Leader Show. We have met on LinkedIn, and this I met a lot of different nice connection there. Therefore, it's a perfect opportunity, that four of us.
I love that. And you were spot on. When people get to know you, when we can connect even initially in a virtual arena, and when we see who radiates that excellence, who is that legacy leader who leads to their life and live their life with that intention, sets apart from billions of others, right? We right now know that it's over a billion users on LinkedIn. We also know getting over threshold of 8 billion people on this planet. And we met in such a great circumstances, and for everybody watching and listening, I can't agree more how important it also not only connecting, but also continue to nurture these relationships, and you master at it. So obviously, for years of not only through your studies, you developed also a keen sense of a strategic advisory and being also consultant. Do you mind sharing, what did you discover over your professional career, and where things are shifting right now, so that others that are not clear or have a sense of where things are headed can at least have a glimpse of what they should pay attention to?
It's a great question. Thank you for asking this. Over the 13 years, this was actually the journey of GC Europe, but also previously that I work at Unilever and also one of the biggest electronics manufacturer in Turkey. I had to see that the long-term thinking is really the must. And therefore, these terms of excellence is there, because excellence is like setting a vision for the future, where you want to be in 10 years, in 20 years. But on the other hand, to setting this vision, we need a currently a management system and organizational diagnostic where you are, because everything is changing. Like I was listening to Excellence Talks episodes, which we had different people. Maybe I would like to also explain what is the Excellence Talk. During the COVID time, we started with my friend, long-term friend, Dr. Christian Forstner. During the COVID time, what we can do for the world. And therefore, we said that let's start to have the Zoom interviews with the legacy leaders that like that you are doing this amazing show. And we started to have these interviews with the different people. But in that time, it was COVID. And after a certain time that we had in our economic growth, suddenly economic completely, or our life has been really suddenly changed. And then the COVID pandemic started. And like, as I mentioned, to come to this point of what I have been learned, everything is changing, and we need to have a diagnostic, and we need to be ready for, as an organization, how we can make the adapt our way of working, how we can make this our processes ready. Therefore, we need such a system, and what we call it is a business excellence system or quality management system at the end, to be able to cope all these challenges. And many organizations are not really see this, because they see that business is going well, maybe it's a luck, maybe there's a demand, but they are not organizationally ready. And especially for the startup and also not mature organization, which they don't establish this kind of system, they are facing difficulties afterwards. So therefore, having a certain system, like management system, which helps them to diagnose what's the current stage and what's actually that the strategy should be set up, what should be the processes, and what should be their indicators to be able to understand where they are and where they should be, as an important learning that for me.
I love that. And what's also important that you always find alternative for current circumstances. And that's also reflection, not only on your leadership, but also your desire to make a positive impact and difference. So now that you mentioned excellence talk, obviously you establish tremendous network and engagement on platform that is quite competitive, but also be able to continue to nurture, grow. And today you have astonishing, staggering numbers, not only people following, but also engaging and as a result, contributing and doing things where they also strive to create much more a positive impact. Do you mind sharing what are some current stats and how far is your reach and how much do you accomplish in such a short period of time?
Thank you for this question, because Excellence Talks is like a baby for me. It started as a hobby that we continue this way, but it's grow over the time, and very happy to see the current statistic I can share with you. When we started this, we had one follower on LinkedIn, and now we have, of course, it was me and also co-founder is Dr. Christian Forstner, and now we have more than almost 350,000 followers on LinkedIn. And we have a content reach of more than 25 million people. So it's like 25 million in 1 month. It's an amazing number I see. And our content, our post is a lot of comments that we receive, a lot of discussion it brings. And we are happy that we created this community, that they share the same perspective on this excellence, that they can really say that we can do a positive impact to the world. This positive impact, of course, that we can give a lot of hashtags, right? Therefore, that we had a lot of different wording, we created like a puzzle. We share daily content, which is like a puzzle of excellence. This is kindness. This is humanity. This is sustainability. This is leadership. This is good strategy. This is, at the end, is all the things, the positive things for the world, for as a human being we need, but also for organization, as a company. Or as another organization, not only company, like maybe hospitals, they have an organization, schools as an organization, and everyone needs. So therefore, we are happy that we have built this community, and thank you for the followers that have been contributed this way. And of course, thank you. We have an amazing contributor like you, Isabella. You were also one of the top thought leader of the year. Because every year also Excellence Talks, we organize Global Excellence Awards. It's the third year we had. And this year you had been selected as one of the top thought leader of the year.
Thank you so much for it. First of all, it was an absolute honor. And I also want to highlight, obviously, the way you guys did this and being such a shock and surprise, and deep, deep gratitude for it. But what really also shows when everybody shows up on my show, I get always asked question, Isabella, who are those amazing legacy leaders? What that constitutes? And who do you trust? Who do you see as a great, not only partner, as a colleague, but also someone that we can look up to? And it's so interesting when we look at now on flip side, how it's important to really highlight people like yourself and your business partner, as well as other individuals that mutually we had a chance to experience, and then see how much they're raising the bar and how much you are raising the bar with everything that is happening in our world. We don't hear so much of that positive accolades, and everybody is looking and striving for that more than ever, right? But we also see huge opportunities where we can, again, with our efforts, make a world that better, much more positive and much more uplifting and much more successful for others, as don't you think?
For sure. Everyone has a role in the world. And this is, again, like a puzzle, or it's like a contribution that we need to have to the world. And small kindness brings big impact, we believe. And therefore, all the impact that we do for a positive change will accumulate at the end, and it will be a big outcome, I believe, and you also believe. Therefore, we are in the same page and the same area of that advocating this. Therefore, we need to bring this voice much broader, much higher. I was also talking with another good friend whom I met on LinkedIn, that she created a book on the kindness, and we had a conversation with her, and she also said the same. We need to be more louder to bring this positivity to the world. Then we become a better world we can have for our future generation. So fully agree with you.
And I love now how you took something like that in your own hands and created such a beautiful platform. And as they say, rest is history, because obviously people are hungry, wanted to do more, and it just allows everybody to participate, and the sky is the limit, right? As they say, which is fantastic. But in the same time, you continue to carve this excellence, not only through your offering, through your service to your professional a service that you are offering to now large companies, because we're seeing tremendous shift. We're seeing a tremendous shift beyond economy, beyond social economic changes, beyond geopolitical and whatnot. And I would like you, if you don't mind, emphasizing how is this also translating in the corporations today? And what shifts do you see not only are needed, but that are also effectively working?
Before this, I would like to shortly explain the business excellence from my point of view that we had already discussed a lot during the Excellence Talks together with Dr. Christian Forsen, also the co-founder of Excellence Talks. Business excellence is to make your stakeholder happier. And stakeholder can be different, right? Depends on whom we are talking or what organization we are talking. As a family, is an organization. So I have my wife, I have two children, I have my father, mother, and I have my uncle, I have my aunt. And so this is I have a certain organization that maybe I can say is a family. And they have all different expectations, right? So my wife has a different expectation, my children has a different expectation. So to understand their expectation is the first area. So to understand this is the most important thing. And then to translate it this to expectation to higher level answer is the strategy, the second step. So the first to understand it, what are their expectation. The second one is that translating them as answer of how we will answer this expectation. And the third one is that we build certain processes to answer this. For instance, the processes could be cooking, right? Or to helping your children to make their homework successful, or going to zoo over the weekend to teach them. Yesterday I was on the zoo together with my children. And then you understand that you need to have certain processes afterwards, that you understand what's your indicator, how much time you spent with them, whether you cook, are they happy? You can understand with their smile. And at the end, you verify with them whether they are happy. It's a small organization, right? It's a family. But it's also the same for the organizations. In the organization, the stakeholder could be is your customer, of course, first of all. And then your employees. Then you have partners. These partners are your suppliers, your maybe key opinion leaders, or the different partners you may have. And then the society in general. Because as an organization, you will need to be a good citizen, but your stakeholder in general, as a society as general, could be your, for instance, if you are a neighbor, if you are a factory, you have your neighbor, you should be not noisy, you should not be polluting outside. And of course, as a big audience, you should have a green products that you will not be part of this pollution, and it will be also carbon zero, that you will have expectation. And this is, then of course, you have another stakeholder, important, your employees, right? Because they have different expectation. then if you want to translate this expectation that you need to an answer high level, these are your strategy, how you will answer this expectation. Then you go to your processes. These processes could be your production, it's your employee rewarding system, it's your internal communication system, customer relationship management. Then you continuously monitor these processes, improve these processes. And of course, you understand with your indicators, for example, how much they are satisfied with your work. You make your surveys, also your associate satisfaction survey, or it could be also what's the percentage of your carbon footprint. You make your own processes that you measure them. But at the end, you check, verify with them whether they are happy with you. You check with them whether you could answer these stakeholders together with them. So this ecosystem is very important because everyone, if as an organization is doing this, we have happy stakeholder. We have happy customer. We have happy employees. We have happy society at the end. So this is like an ecosystem that can bring a lot of advantages to the world. So I'm strongly believe on these business excellence terms, but these business excellence terms is not so different because at the end, is one of the stakeholders might be your shareholder, right? As a shareholder, yeah. Of course, this could be your public, it can be a family-owned company. Of course, as the stakeholder that you would need also to have the sales results, successful sales results, productivity, and of course, the profit at the end, definitely. But if you can create this ecosystem, this actually the cycle of excellence is called, you can balance them. So it's not that you only focus your shareholder, meaning only profit. You also focus your customer satisfaction. You also focus your employee satisfaction. You also focus on your stake, society satisfaction. So you create this circle such a way that you can balance this expectation in a harmony that you would end at the end a better world and, of course, the better organizations individually as well. But it can contribute to the happier, better world that I strongly believe. So therefore, I think that this is very important because at the end, we need to collaborate more and this philosophy, this mindset at the end, because we see it as a stakeholder, right? Because you have your own way of working and maybe I might be your partner. And this could be satisfied the way of that how we expect and how I expect, and we can create the win-win situation together. This is actually that how I feel that it's a business excellence is an excellence.
I love that. And I'm so glad you walked us through this because a lot of times we may have a different expectations or just different way of how we view things. And it's great at a core to really for everyone watching and listening to understand that. Because right now we're seeing a couple of trends here and specifically when I talk about here, United States, but I'm curious how this translates in Europe and other parts of the world that you've been exposed to and also working with, because from large corporations, we're seeing major shift. Everybody wants to obtain customer excellence. But then my take is we can't do that without having operational excellence, which you're also subject matter expert at. And then you can't have operational excellence if you don't have a talent and team excellence. Exactly. So I'm curious your take on it and what do you do in that process to enhance or develop talent teams, operations, and ultimately that customer excellence? Do you mind sharing a little bit of your perspective?
A very good question. Thank you again. As you said, it's all is linked to each other. You cannot expect a customer satisfaction without having your processes. Is again, I was mentioning this cycle of excellence. If you are not having good processes, operational excellence, that you continuously improve them, you make this lean, you make them efficient. You cannot expect customer satisfaction or customer excellence. But having those, all is that we need people. These people, that is, as a customer point of view, that all this journey of customer is your production worker, is your customer service associate, is your demand planning associate, this is your supply planning, this is your HR, this is your quality person. If you cannot train them and if you cannot give the essence of what the meaning of excellence in terms of to make the customer happy at the end. and to train them in such a way that they understand the importance of this. Meaning that if you cannot create this culture of excellence, you cannot achieve this, what we mentioned, the customer excellence. So therefore, it's very important that we involve them. But important is, of course, the leadership, because at the end, the leaders are setting the vision. Leaders should show the way. They should lead by example. And you create the way that this is our target, this is our goals, to be number one, or it doesn't need to be always number one that you can put, but to be really excel, to fulfill the needs of our customers. Then you create and you empower them such an environment that they can freely give their opinion on the improvements. They are open for new ideas that they can share easily. You create like problem welcome approach, because you cannot hide the problems that if you want to be improved. Therefore, that is you create this culture. Definitely is one of the biggest one that you need to start with, and of course, then you need to train this aspect with the different trainings, with the talent management that you need to create as an organization. But of course, all the leadership tools that need to be available, because then you need to communicate nice. You need to communicate effectively. You need to reward. You need to appreciate. You need to recognize their efforts to be able to have sustainable outcome. Therefore, as you say, it is all is this cycle, all is linked to each other. Without one, that you cannot achieve the other.
I cannot agree more, and I'm so glad not only that we're sharing the same position on this, but also that we echo what's truly needed more, and that we cannot have work anymore in these silos and disconnects. And as a result, that's why we see so much friction and a lot of pain points internally with organizations. So what I would love to, if you don't mind, you've been obviously global excellence assessor, not only of who going to get awarded through organizations, obviously based on their performance, but also assessing organizations, making sure that they operate under those excellence major key drivers. So do you mind sharing, when you look at that, what are some common issues that you find in organizations that are stumbling and not able to reach that excellence that they're seeking?
First of all, is understand the needs of the needs and expectation of stakeholders are the missing point, because usually we are tend to create solutions immediately as a human being, but the solutions should be linked to problem and the root cause. When in this case is for the problem solving at end, as an organization, if you deal with your stakeholder, that first of all, you need to understand the essence of what you want to do. And this is actually their expectation, their needs. It shouldn't be happen in the boardroom or in a meeting room. You should go and ask, you should verify with your stakeholder. For example, with the customer point of view, you need to understand what the customers are really looking for, what they are needed, that they are needing. For instance, as a product point of view or process point of view, what kind of their expectations? I think this is the biggest problem that I see in the organization, to not understand the needs and expectation, and also cannot verify this with the stakeholder. Yeah. And the second one is the leadership. The leadership is the key, as everything starts with leadership, and that it everything finish with ends yes. with leadership. The decision even to go to set the vision is starting with leadership, right? That we want to go this way, it's our goal. Also to establish the strategies, establish the processes are all links to the leadership decisions. And leadership is key, because it can completely also demoralize and make a dissatisfaction of the people they are working. Because as we said, if you are, want to be customer excellence that you want to set, you need to have a empowered, you need to have a recognized people that they are also received enough trainings on the way of that they are working. Of course, in this aspect, the leadership is also the key, that they ensure that they have this all the available tools in place. The second aspect, as I mentioned, is leadership. The third aspect is that I believe is part of the biggest stakeholder for us is the society. A lot of companies are still struggling to find out what are the sustainability strategies and what they will do there, because this is not like doing charities one, two times in a year. You create such a system that is a sustainable organization to be part of this circular economy. And everyone has a different roles on this.
Yes.
So therefore, as an organization, everyone has a different roles. And to understand the different roles as a big, what they are serving to the society, what are their purpose is very important, but then create it also later to circular economy, that they can be part of this carbon footprint that everyone is looking for to reduce in the world. But not only this point of, but also that how they can contribute positively to the world that organization should understand. But I see that I think this is one of the biggest point is missing for many organizations that I see where I was assessing, that to have is a solid sustainability approaches.
Wow. And I, again, very, very important for everybody to keep that in forefront, because we're seeing a lot of shifts here, specifically in the US market right now, where we're letting go not only of great talent when we're trying to shrink and downsize and preserve and pay attention of the bottom line, but we also not only affect the team's dynamics, workflow, as well as obviously overall organizational operations and ultimately excellence and output that also customers see and observe through those interactions, which I find very scarring for future of their business, regardless how small or large corporations might be, because affects that whole ecosystem, as you were mentioning a second ago. So what trends do you see happening right now in Europe and also on the global scale that we should be paying attention to? And then also things that you anticipate that future will dictate and we need to be ready for?
We all think is that will shape the world is artificial intelligence. I think this is really completely questioning the way of working we do now. I mean, this is a completely maybe change the way of the thinking we are. And I think it's Europe and also in the world that we have the same question in our mind, how it will affect to our way of working. Because I was mentioning this stakeholder approach, this excellence model, but then now we have another stakeholder comes, is artificial intelligence, which unfortunately impact as a technology to different decision maker. Making processes. Therefore, I think this is one of the important aspects we need to understand how we can embed the artificial intelligence in our daily life, in our organizations, everywhere. Of course, with maybe certain missing point, there should be different policies, ethical rules, and the different aspect of artificial intelligence. We need to, of course, adapt this. But I think many organizations, as a trend, will be having difficulties to adapt this, and we will be seeing different way of working. We will be maybe fast to adapt some of our processes to be able to get artificial intelligence on board. But using this artificial intelligence in such a clever way is very important, and I think this will be the first point. The second point is sustainability, which I was mentioned. Because the world is now almost more than 8 billion people we have, and our resources are limited. Therefore, we have to really find out the way that how we can be more sustainable in such a way that we are having a circular economy, that we can find out the clever way to support each other and to each other and also to our planet, of course. There are a lot of difficulties that one world have. One of the part of world is challenging, like the resources. They have limited foods, limited school. But on the other hand, in other area, that the foods are there are excessive foods that which is not really consumed. So we need to find out the way that how the organizations can cope this in a such a way that we are having a circular economy, which also our green products with the different programs of SDGs. That we can work on. I think this is the second trend that I believe that would be important to tackle for all the companies.
That's a great overview. And again, for everybody watching and listening and wanted to help their organizations to thrive, it's a time to really, as they call it, wake up call, right? We cannot go to the old ways of doing the business. We already know what's not working. And if we wanted to continue to make huge strides, we also have to look at how every team works in that ecosystem that now more than ever, talent is paying attention as a result of choosing where to work and with whom, as well as vendors and buyers and partners and consumers, right? Consumers are getting smarter more and more, and they are definitely making a much more different choices and decisions based on that moral compass and ethical compass. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Definitely. The customers are now more selective. They have different data, they have a different expectation, even much more than in the past. Therefore, I think a lot of people just think the same, but I also think the same is a lot of people now will also choose companies, solutions, which is really makes sense. And they will follow the company's organization, which they have the purpose behind, rather than that they are only look for only profit. Therefore, that the organization should be very ready that they are providing this meaningful information on their product and services to their clients.
And with that in mind, obviously you're the one not only who is a living, leading, and already established tremendous legacy. What is your goal and aim, obviously on personal and professional level, for your legacy to be with this next chapter of your life? Because obviously with living with the tent, we have a huge opportunity not only to lead the way, which you're already doing so phenomenally, but what you would like in this parts of your life to be known and remembered for?
It's a wonderful question. I have been this 15 years of journey of my career more than I was working on the three different directions, as you said, is quality management. I work in a Japanese organization where the total quality management of the quality was very important and was leading, like not only the product quality, but also established processes, Kaizen, continuous improvement. I was leading the Kaizen competition where we had the continuous improvement projects were coming. We were guiding the people to make these different projects, improvements. Our associates to make the processes smoother. So I was having a certain legacy on the quality management and quality assurance to create these processes to be able to get higher quality of product, but also higher quality of processes. And mm-hmm. I was also responsible for the regulatory affairs as GIS Europe was medical device organization, produce dental product is a medical device. The medical device is everywhere. So I was responsible for compliance point of view and regulatory point of view for some years in GIS Europe. I was leading this and I had established and I built the organization structure on the regulatory in that time. And this also bring me a certain connection to healthcare because for me, healthcare is one of the most important thing in our life. Therefore, I have a big passion on the healthcare. Also, my wife is a medical doctor, so you can imagine that I'm really low on this aspect. A lot of conversations, also different people around us. So therefore, this medical device or life science is really a passion for me. And the third one is the business excellence. Business excellence, I mentioned, is not only medical device, it's not only life science, it's really big term. I would like also to use this business excellence, not only in life science, but also broad range to all the industries.
Yes.
But organizations is actually not only industry, but also organizations. Because organizations can be a small, medium-sized organization, multinational companies, startups. But also organizations can be a school, a hospital, a nonprofit organization, or governmental institutions, or even municipalities. And I would like to also help this organization to build this business excellence, which actually to turn to, which I was mentioned before, how to make the stakeholder around us happier, that we can at the end get a better world, sustainable world. So again, in a nutshell, I was a bit long, I know, on the discussion, with the passion on my quality, that which I was built on the Japanese organization, with the regulatory and the compliance on the medical device and life science, which is the importance that we know in our life. And finally, is that the bigger term on the business excellence to make the world better and happier. I hope it will be my legacy to the world that I would like to contribute to more people, to more organizations, to be able to feel this and also implement this in their organization. And hopefully that with the way that we have hope that we should have in our life, we will get a better and sustainable world, or at the end, excellent world.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.